Welcome back to the Lynx Golf Podcast. This is digital editor Al Lunsford with Lynx, the Walt Disney World 50-year anniversary celebration begins here October 1st of 2021. The resort is now 50 years old, as my fiance is well-versed and has told me plenty about how Walt Disney World is turning 50. She'll actually be there to celebrate later this year, but the magic extends well beyond the walls of the parks, as these two gentlemen I'm speaking with today know very well. I'm happy to be joined by Bruce Geerlander, the GM, and Alex Forsyth, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Walt Disney World Golf, to talk a little bit about how golf is ingrained at the most magical place on earth. I was told specifically it's magical is Walt Disney World, happiest is Disneyland in California. And then I got really confused because now it's Walt Disney World Golf is the happiest place on turf. So that was, you know, I'm trying to work through all that in my head, but thank you guys so much for joining me for the conversation.
Glad to be here.
Good. Well, to begin, I kind of want to just give our audience an idea. I know if you've been on a family vacation to Walt Disney World or thought about it, you may have recognized that they offer a significant amount of golf if you were interested in that kind of thing. To begin, how many courses, how much golf do you play at Walt Disney World? What's there for the taking for golfers on a vacation?
Well, Al, we're going to throw one more tagline in there for you, and we're about to embark on the world's most magical celebration. And celebrating Disney's 50th anniversary here at here in Lake Bonavista, Florida, adjacent to Orlando. Disney World opened on October 1st, 1971. And 2 days, or very shortly, we're going to be celebrating that 50-year anniversary. And we're going to be in that celebration for about a period of 18 months. So it's going to be a very long celebration of their 50 years of existence and operating the golf courses here. The golf courses actually opened on the very same day as the Magic Kingdom back on October 1st of 1971 with the Palm and the Magnolia Golf Course, as people know them till this day. We have in total, we have 63 holes of golf currently. That is three championship golf courses, plus a 9-hole walking course, which is engineered more for youngsters and novices just getting into the game. But all three championship golf courses have hosted PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, and USGA events throughout the years.
And I'll get into a little bit of just the kind of pedigree that some of these courses have, the events they've hosted, and the winners there is quite an impressive list. But if you could break down the playing experience at each of the courses. So you've got the Palm, you've got the Magnolia, the Lake Buena Vista, are the 18s, and then Oak Trail is the 9. In terms of playing style, what are the distinctions at each of those places? I'll kick it to Bruce for this one.
Well, the Magnolia is the big brawny course on property. It takes up the largest amount of acreage. For the back tees and the tournament days, they would play it almost up to 7,500 yards. All the courses here were designed by Joe Lee, all the 18-hole championship courses were. So there's a little bit of similarity in design style. Most of the greens are pushed up greens, bunkering to navigate on your approach shots. But you get the real feel that people walk away with on Magnolia is it's a long golf course. It's a fairly wide open golf course. On the same property as the Palm course, which is many people's favorite because it gives you a lot of different looks. There's some holes that are very confined by tree lines on both sides, a little bit more water on a few holes. And then you break up on the back nine into a big open meadow and you work around a couple of lakes. So it gives you a lot of different looks. I guess one of the terms might be it's more of a shot maker's course, holes go in both directions. What's nice is a few of the holes play along the roadway. So you see the Magic Kingdom parking lot, the Polynesian Resort, whereas most of the Magnolia course, you're on the backside of the property and you're secluded back there with the turkey and the deer. The other 18-hole course is Lake Buena Vista. It's over by Disney Springs, winds through some of the Disney Vacation Club units, What's interesting to me when you play there, you really get the feel that you're at Disney. You see Disney Springs. You see the boats going through the canals and honking at players. Some people enjoy that. Some don't. It's the tightest of the courses. It's the shortest of the courses, but it's still a pretty good layout. And as Alex had mentioned earlier, at one point hosted one of the rounds of the Disney Classic, and it also did host the LPGA with the Hell South tournament years ago. So they're all three very high quality golf courses. I don't think they're anything backbreaking, assuming that you play the right set of tees, but they're fun, and they're out in some native Florida landscaping and some of the wildlife that goes along with it. So it's really a enjoyable walk in the park.
What makes them really unique is that most Florida golf courses wind their way through these, either a housing community or a resort, and Palm and Magnolia are not like that whatsoever. You see a lot of different types of wildlife out there, deer, turkey, armadillos, just depending upon the time of the day that you're out there. But it is very, very nice to get away from the hustle and bustle of Walt Disney World or Orlando in general, and just be out there and amongst nature at its best.
Yeah, you love to see that variety in a golf destination, in any golf facility, but it sounds like you have a lot of different types of experiences available there for someone looking for a little bit of everything. And like you mentioned, a pretty good pedigree too. I don't think people realize just how much high caliber professional golf has been played at Walt Disney World Resort. Could you give us a description of, what's been there, some of the winners on that list? Because from what I can tell, it's names that are pretty recognizable to the standard golf fan.
Yeah, it certainly is. We had 42 years of PGA Tour history here at the Walt Disney World Resort, all the way from 1971 through until 2012. And all of the greats of the last few decades have all played here. A good few of them have been fortunate enough to win here, starting in 1971 with Jack Nicklaus and his three-peat of 1971, 72, and 73, back-to-back-to-back wins.
Well, we played the Palm and Magnolia course for the tournament. I won it in 71. I won it in 72. I won it in 73. Then they went to a best ball tournament. And Weisskopf and I were partners the first year, and we didn't win. But I remember going up there and playing, and, they're resort courses. I played well. I won the tournaments. And we had young kids at the time, and we took them into Magic Kingdom every night, and we did all the things that parents do with the kids, and we enjoyed it. It was great fun. Disney has made a great contribution to the game. They've had golf everywhere where they've been.
You know, and then through the years after that, following that, it did change a little bit. It went over to be a team event for about 11 years it was, and then become an individual event again. And we've had Payne Stewart as a winner. We've had Vijay Singh as a winner. We've had Tiger and his two wins in 1996 and 1999. Davis Love III, Luke Donald, becoming the first to win both the Order of Merit here in the United States as well as in Europe in the very same year. That happened in 2011. It was Charlie Belgian in our final year in 2012. Just a lot of tremendous stories come out of that event because of the fact that it was the last event on the PGA Tour schedule before they headed to the Tour Championship, which most recently has been played in Atlanta. So it was not only the who's who in golf that were playing here throughout all those years trying to win the Order of Merit, but it was also some great stories about guys on the bubble trying to make their tour card back for the top 125. As before the FedEx Cup, that was really the end of the PGA Tour season, and the PGA Tour season really ended here at Disney. So we had a lot of great history there associated with that event, but we also had an LPGA event for 3 years in the late 1990s, and we have some history on that as well as a senior PGA Tour Championship back before it was called the Champions Tour. So these golf courses, you know, we started out in the late 60s. The designer of each of these three championship golf courses was Joe Lee. And for the most part, they're tried and tested and true to the to time. They've obviously evolved over time, but for the most part, they're very close to their original design as it was intended back in the 1970s. Of course, golf courses evolve over time, and so we have to make sure and renovate them and keep them up to you know, today's standards. Hence, why the Magnolia Golf Course was lengthened several times in order to keep up with how far, you know, the PGA Tour players were striking the golf ball. The golf course that's been overhauled the most, though, is Disney's Palm. In 2013, we actually brought Mr. Palmer and his design team in and did a full overhaul of that golf course with brand new tees, brand new bunkers, and brand new greens complexes.
So obviously completely well-maintained for when the tour came into town, and it sounds like that has continued to be the case. You mentioned Mr. Palmer and his affiliation with the resort. Now, the Arnold Palmer Golf Management Team operates the four courses there at Disney. Bruce, what does being associated with Arnold Palmer, I know he's such an icon, and is particularly in Florida in that Orlando community with his complex at Bay Hill, but just his general, just being associated with Mr. Palmer, what has that meant for Walt Disney World Golf? And why is he the perfect person to encapsulate the resort's golf offerings?
There's many stories, and it actually goes back to the inception of the property back when Disney was getting ready to open, as Alex explained, back in October of 71. The Disney executive team had realized that golf was on the map and something that would help produce interest and visits to the resort, and they wanted to hold a PGA Tour event. And they reached out to Mr. Palmer, who was living up the street at Bay Hill, about 6 miles as the crow flies, and brought him in to counsel them on how they would go about starting a tournament. Actually, he ended up agreeing to helping them and made his calls around the tour, Weisskopf and Nicklaus and so forth. And the story goes, as he was having that conversation, he saw the monorail passing by in the background and stopped the conversation and said, "Hey, what's that?" And they explained what it was. And he said, "You mind if I get a go on and try it?" So they took him up, and he was the first non-Disney person, his story goes, to ever ride the monorail. And he thought it was great, drove around the property in it, got off, shook their hand, said, "I'll be glad to help you launch the tournament." Maybe not quite so factual, but as Alex already explained, Mr. Nicklaus, one of his friends that he called up, won the first three tournaments. And I don't know that that went over real well. And one of the shames is Palmer never did win at the Disney property, even though he was linked to it from the beginning. And even though Bay Hill, as I said, right at the street, good neighbors, it's just one of those things about kind of full circle. As Disney helped the area grow up and Bay Hill became more an important part of the community, not just from the club, but also for their charitable work with the hospitals downtown. And Mr. Palmer became somewhat synonymous with Central Florida and Orlando. The opportunity back in 2011 for the management division to come in and partner with Disney kind of fulfilled that full circle. I know when we go through orientation with our new staff, I share a couple of those stories. And also what's really neat to me is two of the individuals of the late 1900s, Walt Disney and Arnold Palmer, had so much impact on this area, have such revered names in the industry. They both have impeccable reputations, very congruent with their values and their mission. And I know what the stories I share with the team and trying to explain what our job is here. Mr. Palmer was always known for, he never met a stranger. He'd meet you, spend 2 minutes with you, felt like you knew him your whole life. He made you feel important. He made you feel special and welcome. And that's the mission that I try and share with our team here, to continue that level of hospitality where we don't have any strangers that come play golf here. We either have friends or future friends, and we want to make them feel warm, welcome, and comfortable with the time they spend here. So I think it was a perfect match between the hospitality of the Walt Disney Company and the Arnold Palmer name to come together in an area where they've had such a big impact on the community. It just makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, even when he's talked about people over the years, it's just being able to experience him either playing or playing with him, have almost revered him and that experience as something magical. So it's he's the perfect guy. And yeah, his impact is clearly felt there on the Disney property.
Yeah, no, not only on the Disney property, but you can't go too far in Orlando without seeing something either related to the name of Palmer or something related to the name of Disney. You know, a perfect example of that is the hospitals downtown and the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Children and Women and Children, or the Walt Disney World wing at Orlando Health. You know, two inspirational individuals that we get to represent on a daily basis. It truly is an honor and a privilege to be able to work in these facilities.
Now, for someone who is either on a vacation to Disney, maybe with their family, or has decided that they know enough about the golf at Disney that they want to make a golf trip down. And this may not be common knowledge, but I lived in Orlando and I didn't realize until a little later on that all of those courses there, it's not like you have to stay at the resort to play golf at Disney. You can go and it's open to the public whenever. But for someone specifically who's going already on vacation and wants to work golf into their agenda, what's the best place to start? How can they do that? And what are some options for them in terms of building a golf itinerary at Walt Disney World?
Well, you're absolutely right. Our doors are open to the general public. There is no restriction or limitation to just accommodating those that are staying on property at the resorts, whether you're a member of the general public here in Orlando, a part of the local population, or whether you're staying at another resort off of Disney property or are at one of the Disney owned and operated hotels, the golf courses are accessible for everyone. And that goes for our championship golf courses, that goes for our driving ranges. We've got two great golf shops with an exclusive line of Disney golf merchandise. And even if you just wanted to come out and shop or hit a few balls, or we even have a relatively unique experience in the game of foot golf as well. And, you know, we can certainly talk about that here when we get to that point. But this is something that's welcoming for those that aren't necessarily golfers to bring them out onto our property. We have two locations throughout the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, one's located on the east side of Walt Disney World. And for those that aren't all that familiar with the Walt Disney World Resort, we're about 47 square miles. It's about the same size of landmass as the city of San Francisco, a little over twice the size of Manhattan. It is a big area. Takes about 15 minutes to get from one side of the resort to the other. So located on the east side of the property is Disney Springs. That's kind of the shopping and entertainment area. And adjacent to that, we have an 18-hole golf facility with its own driving range and practice facilities. And that has its own clubhouse at that location. That is Lake Bonavista Golf Club. And then we have a second location for those that have been here before. You may have seen our second and primary location as you're riding the monorail to the Magic Kingdom, as that houses our Palm, our Magnolia, and Disney's Old Trail golf courses. We have three golf courses, 45 holes at that location. And that's located over near the Magic Kingdom, the Disney's Polynesian Resort, and is actually encapsulated within the Shades of Green Resort on that west side of the property. Both are completely public accessible. If you come here on vacation, you don't have a glove, a pair of shoes, we've got everything to kit you out from start to finish. So even if you came to Orlando and did not anticipate playing golf, we can get you from start to finish. We've got you covered. We've got premium rental equipment. All tailor-made rental equipment includes two sleeves of balls with a rental of the clubs. We've got rental shoes as well. If you just, you know, if you're here with the family and you don't have time to play 18 holes, we've got 9-hole options for you as well. We have our walking course if you want to bring the juniors out in a much more relaxed environment. And as I've said before, even if you just wanted to come out and hit a few balls on our driving range to stretch a little bit. We'll supply you with a couple of clubs and sell you a basket of balls and send you on your way to the driving range. So it really is for everyone. And we want certainly everyone to feel welcome to come out and experience what we have at either of those locations.
I love that. That's perfect. Like someone who came down and didn't anticipate playing golf, maybe they find themselves with some more free time than they expected and can do everything without having to pack their own clubs or even bring clothes for that matter. And I know you said that, and we talked about how it's open to the public. Anyone can play who's staying in and around Orlando, but there are perks to being a resort guest and playing golf as well. Is that right?
There are, you know, and probably the biggest one is the complimentary taxi transportation that you get leaving the resorts and heading to the golf course. Taxi transfer, complimentary if you're staying at a Disney-owned and operated resort. That's certainly one of them. For those that are Disney Vacation Club members, the timeshare component to the Walt Disney World Resort, there's a standard discount for that. There's a standard discount if you're a theme park annual pass holder. You may be frequent Disney on a regular basis. And we also have programs aligned for those that are local to the Orlando area. We have a Players Club membership, which is like a frequent player program that has extensive benefits. We also have an exclusive program for DVC members if they visit us on a regular basis as opposed to just their standard discount. So no matter what type of golfer, individual you are, you know, we've got a program that will fit. We're a full service golf resort with a director of instruction that can accommodate you. And like I said, whether it's the unintended round of golf or you're here on a multiple day golf group with your friends, you know, maybe you're trying to escape the snow in the Northeast and come down to sunny Florida in the middle of winter. You know, we've got a program that will be suitable for them as well. We offer complimentary bag transfer and bag storage and transfer between the golf courses on an everyday basis. Again, making it very convenient for you to play multiple rounds of golf.
One of the things that I skipped over when I explained the course is I left out Oak Trail, which is our 9-hole walking course. So for someone that wants a quicker round early in the morning, get out on Oak Trail. Don't mind walking. We have push carts. We also have the robo caddies now that you put your bag on and they just follow you around. So 9 holes is an op if you want to get out before the family maybe gets up. And we also have some early morning and late afternoon 9-hole championship courses too. So we're open from sunrise to sunset 7 days a week. So if you want to play golf, there's no reason not to get over and scratch that itch.
I mean, it's the happiest place on turf. My last question, and I'll pose this to both of you. In terms of the Disney World golf experience, for each of you, what makes it stand out? And then what is your favorite thing to do at the resort that doesn't have anything to do with golf? Let's start with Bruce.
Sure. I think what really, really sets us apart, what I hear, in fact, I just got through reviewing some comment cards and comment scores before we got on the call, is the way that we make our guests feel. Just from the moniker, happiest place on turf, that's one of our people enjoy themselves and allow them to have a good time. Our staff, we really want everyone to feel welcome. We want to make everybody as comfortable as possible. We're not pretentious at all. Now, we have a dress code, but if you forget that, you show up in your Mickey shirt, you know, we'll probably let you go out and play. It's not a place where people that are purists might always enjoy coming to, because it's the relaxed manner. We deal with a lot of families, a lot of young kids, a lot of first-time golfers. We're very inclusive, want everyone to feel comfortable, want everyone to have a great time. Some days it's just taking someone out to show them the Mickey bunker. We have one of the most iconic bunkers in the world. Don't know if it's as famous as the Road Hole bunker, but we do have the Mickey bunker on Magnolia 6, and now we have some Mickey bunkers also on the other championship courses. But people just want to get their photo taken in front of that. So I would say what sets us different is we appreciate every person that comes out, and we feel it's our privilege and our job to And we want them to enjoy today and then come back and see us again next year and the year after that.
And your favorite activity off the golf course at Disney?
Oh, it'd have to be Space Mountain, I think. It was the first Disney ride that I can recall and many, many years ago. And to this day, I still think it's a real treat.
All right, Alex, over to you.
Yeah, we certainly we have great golf facilities, and you know every golf course out there has reputable designers for the most part. They're they've got very nice design golf course. They've got good golf course conditions, and most of them out there have great customer service. The competitive advantage that we have is the access to the Disney characters, to the Disney theming, to the expertise that Disney brings to everything that it does. For example, when you pull up to the front door of our Palm and Magnolia facility, you're confronted with Mickey's golf cart. It's a golf cart that's designed with a Mickey head on the front of it. Absolutely iconic. You can only get it one place in the world. Perfect photo opportunity. And it starts there and it ends 18 holes later. Goes from the pin flags to the cup liners with the characters on it to the Mickey head tee markers. We have a completely unique experience that you can't get anywhere else in the world. We are a PGA Tour facility with one of the longest historical references on the PGA Tour, and we're completely public. Whereas most of the golf courses on the PGA Tour tend to be more on the private side, we're completely public and we have that access. So anybody can come in here, pay their money, pay the same fee as the guy next to them, who may be a member of a high-end private club somewhere, and he's going to get treated just the same way. He's going to get a fantastic golf experience. It's going to be completely memorable, and that's what we serve up on a daily basis to all of our guests. And my favorite experience at Disney, honestly, it's not any of the rides. I love nothing more, and I actually have it scheduled for tomorrow night. I am going to walk over to Magic Kingdom. I'm going to walk about 50 yards into Magic Kingdom and sit down on a park bench at the end of Main Street, USA. And I just love watching people's faces and how this place makes them feel. And, I urge all of our staff here that if at any point they become jaded by the whole Disney World day in, day out, just to go do the same thing, because it will change your outlook for the better. There's no doubt about it.
I love it. Well, I want to thank you both for your time and your expertise, and congratulations on 50 years of magical golf, and here's to another 50 in the future. Thank you again for your time.
Really appreciate having us today. I wanted to touch on one thing for the non-golfers, the full golf experience. You've got to come and check. Got to come and check it out. You play play around our Oak Trail golf course 4 afternoons a week, kicking your way around with a soccer ball. Don't need to know how to hold a club, how to swing a club. Anybody can do it. You bring grandma and your grandkids out, whether you're 3 or 83. You really don't need much in the way of physical ability to do it. So it's almost like taking your family to play mini golf. Everybody can enjoy it. And, for the non-golfers out there, for sure, that's an experience not to miss.
Yeah, got to give it a try. I've seen it around, but I haven't done it myself yet. So gives me another reason to come and see you guys. But all right, I appreciate your time, you guys.
Appreciate your time. Okay.